And that brings us to Huhana Linden, Green Party MP, standing for the Greens in Tautukura. There are growing concerns, obviously, about hospital overcrowding and workforce shortages, etc., deteriorating health infrastructure. And we are looking also as the debates to the Pai-Ora health legislation are in Parliament as we speak. And it's facing criticism, actually, over its approach to climate accountability. Thank you for joining us, Huhana. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe matua, Dale. Tēnā koutou katoa.
Thank you. Could you, for those unfamiliar, please talk to this bill, this legislation, the Pai-Ora bill. Some won't know. Well, in fact, I'm not sure what it aims to do or address either, to be honest. How would you give us an elevator pitch as to what's going on within this legislative change that's on the table?
I know, right? It's a tough one to articulate because it is a quiet bill that has been making its way through Parliament over the last couple of years in the way that the legislation has been repealed, changed bit by bit. But the Pai-Ora Healthy Futures legislation was basically the law that sets up the health system. And the last Labor-led government re-established a health system which was based on the recommendations and findings of the Waitangi Tribunal, Y2575, where it had an equity focus, where it established Te Aka Whai Ora and Te Whatu Ora to work together as a waka haurua for better outcomes for not only Māori but all the community. And Mason Dury gifted the name Pai-Ora to provide a platform to our tapa for the way that the system would look at environmental impacts on health, would focus on whānau order and well-being, but also down to the tangata, the mauri of people and community. And unfortunately, you know, this week has been the final piece to the repealing and the changes where the government has broken down the Pai-Ora Healthy Futures legislation to now a widget target-based focus to patient care. And that's quite bitter about it because it is hard to articulate. People don't realise, but I know that our health workforce is stressed. We are under-resourced. We are seeing ratios of staff to patient being compromised. And we know that the health system should be looking at the whole person, not just the one patient before you for your 15-minute appointment, but the entire whānau, and to be able to give time and space to be able to discuss and analyse what's happening for that individual. So, yeah, that's what's come through the House. As opposition, we stood united, and we have fought against this change by the government for the last 3 years as they have stripped away protections after protections. And now it's done. So that's some of a snapshot of what the Pai-Ora Healthy Futures was intended to do and now what it's changing to.
Okay, so stripping away a Māori whakaro from our expectations of the health system. How dare you uppity Māori think you can have a say legislatively, we will pull this one back. So advanced by Labor and now being dismantled by the coalition government.
Yeah.
Too late, you made mention of it earlier. It's been going on for many years now, the Y2575, I think 21 years or something she was saying. Mm. So the legislation's been progressing. What are the Greens' biggest concerns about the bill? You've already touched on some of it. If our country's goal is to create a world-leading health system rather than simply managing decline, what are the key investments or structural changes? What are some of our rearguard actions to the legislative changes that are on the table? And what expectations can we have from those who are vying for the reins of power, including the Greens, the Labor Party, and Te Pāti Māori, which are likely to form a centre-left bloc post-election, or that's the expectation? What's their attitudes to what is happening, the dismantling of this bill? Will they reinstate elements of it?
Yeah, so the Green Party has fought against these changes over the entire time of this last term, and we're committed to a health system that can provide access to quality services in a timely fashion, no matter where you live in the country, rural, country, provincial. that you should have the necessary resources, whether it's hospital or community care or anything in between, in a timely, accessible means. Now, that's the challenge right now, is that we have a system whereby it takes you weeks to be able to access the doctor right now. We have a system that is geared up to focus on targets now, whether it's wait times for ED or whether it's how many hip replacements are being progressed or, immunizations, instead of looking at the safeguards and pulling the ambulance back from the bottom of the cliff and putting the fence up on the cliff that our whānau don't, peke haere. That's our approach, is let's look at a population health approach whereby we can look at what are the determinants of health. What impacts on our health? Well, it's education, it's having a job, it's having, access to safe, dry, warm housing, all of these things, our transport issues. These are all things that impact on the well-being of the tangata. So the Greens take that approach in terms of let's look at the system and the environment that we can create so that hauora and well-being is at the centre of all of what we do.
Thank you. Hannah Linden is with us. You're familiar with Mike's case against Fonterra. I noticed that first reading to deny individuals the opportunity to take cases like this through the court system has been discussed. Perhaps it's even been passed in its first reading in Parliament. What concerns do you have about this, so that they're blocking off another channel for our people to take to task those who are denying us basic human rights? Your thoughts on the Smith v. Fonterra challenge legally, Huhana?
All I can say to that is pai te tūtai. You know, ka nui te mahi pōhehe o tēnei kāwanatanga. What they are doing in this legislation, targeting Mike Smith, and he's named in the legislation, he's got a bounty on him now. He's a legend, and I appreciate my matua so much for his courage and tenacity, but that this legislation really undermines the heart of our democracy and the ability and the way that we constitute ourselves, that as community members and citizens of Aotearoa, that you cannot go to court on these matters. So you're literally blocking the community to be able to challenge these fundamentals. And so, yes, absolutely, we tautoko the ability for Mike Smith and anyone else in the community to be able to take these issues to court, because it should be in the courts that they should be heard and adjudicated fairly, instead of being meddled with, like we've seen for the last 3 years, through ideology, instead of having a clear course to be able to argue our points, our case against the law and against the harms that these major polluters are making on our environment and impacting on our wellbeing. So ka nui te tautoko o ngā kākāriki.
Tēnā koe, you too have been at the kapahaka for our rangatahi. The tone of their kōrero, the subject matter, shows a increasingly sophisticated understanding of some of the pressures our people are facing on a day-to-day basis. What stood out most for you over the last few days? We go into finals today. But how encouraged have you been by the sorts of issues being raised in their stands?
First of all, I've got a mihi to the whole format of the kaupapa. The way that it has been hosted over the last few days has been beautiful. Thank you, Tauranga Moana, and thank you to the committee. But our young people are exceptional. The kaitito of the waiata are on point. They are bringing forward issues of health, of well-being, of poverty, of challenging government and council decisions. Our kids have brought a new level of matatini style kapahaka. We're seeing a beautiful generation of performers, but also articulate in the issues of today. And, I just want to give a special mention to our groups of the North, of course, being proudly Taitokera, Te Rāwhiti Roa, and Te Pua Te Peke o Kaikohe. It was wonderful to see our mokopuna up there. And, I can't wait for today. I'm not there. It's a sold-out venue. It's been sold out every day, Matua Dale. It's really hard. I had to stand, and hamu haere for tickets and stuff because it's so hard to get into the venue. But here, kaupapa nui, and massive day today for finals, and I'm so excited.
Tēnā koe. Good talking with you. Thanks again. We're encouraged by what we're seeing on stage, not just the quality of performance, but as you say, the corridor that's contained within the waiata and the haka. Our young people are on point, and you know, we can be confident in their abilities as we move forward. Did the Greens favour 16 for a voting age? I was just speaking with Rawiri, the Te Pāti Māori have for some time called for that. What's the Green stance on voting age? Are you aware of that, Tuihana?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We tautoko make it 16 and have done from the outset when our young people started mobilising. So if a young person can work, if a young person can get married, drive and all of that, why can't they vote? You know, it's just fundamental. They have an opinion, and if we enable them to be able to share that opinion through the democracy of Aotearoa, why not make it 16?
Tēnā koe. Appreciate your time today. Have a good weekend. We'll watch the finals with interest, of course, today. Huhana Linton joining us today.